Okay, I would like to thank you for joining me for the review of Maseches Erevin. 30 seconds on each daf. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to really review the whole Erevin, but just to walk away with one of the main points. Sometimes there'll be two or three from each daf. And first, just a few words of introduction. This learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avimoyer Rav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. So there, we learned already in Maseches Shabbos that there are four. Rishuyos of Shabbos, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, Karmelis, Makom Petur. A Rishus HaYachid is any area that's 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim and 10 Tfachim tall. Rishus HaRabim, Doraisa, has to be 16 Amos wide. Rashi says in Maseches Erevin, great to see you, Dr. Joe. Rashi says in Maseches Erevin that you also have to have 600,000 people to be Rishus HaRabim. This is a big issue because nowadays you can only make an Eruv in an area that's not a Rishus HaRabim Doraisa, so the 600,000 people requirement is very significant to Halacha L'maaseh. Karmelis is a place that does not have many people or is not 16 amos wide, does not have walls, or it could be an area of Rishus HaRabim between 3 Tfachim and 10 Tfachim tall, but a Karmelis has to be 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim. A Makom Petur is an area that's less than 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim. We learned in Erevin just some general introductory words. A pirtza that's more than 10 amos is not considered to be an opening, rather it's a pirtza. Usually, paratz meruban al omed, if there's more open space than wall, that is problematic. But a tzuras ha-pesach would work even in such a case. Tzuras ha-pesach is, of course, kana mikan, vekana al gabehen. Lavud means when something is within 3 tfachim, although Rav Shim Gamliel said lavud works even within 4 tfachim. We learned a principle called good achis mechitzta, which means a wall goes down, but we seem to paskin that it only works over water, because there the gedayim can't be boken bo. You won't have people go, you won't have goats being able to go underneath it. Tzvi, good to see you. So therefore it was a special heta that was only made for water. We're also going to learn about pitik or yorid vesosim, and machlok is about if you just have a gazebo in the middle of nowhere, that's a minimum of 4x4, 4x4 tefachim, would we say that the walls come down on all four sides or not? Machlokas Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara. In the times of the Gemara, and we even have it in our times also, there were houses opened into chatzeros, chatzeros opened into a mavoi, mavoi into Rishus HaRabim. A mavoi is a Rishus HaYachid midoraisa, but according to Rashi, people were afraid, the rabbis were afraid that they'll come to confuse a mavoi with Rishus HaRabim. Most Rishonim learn that the problem with carrying an amavi is people will think that it is actually part of the Rishus HaRabim. So midrabanan, it's also to carry from a chatzer to a mavoi and mavoi to Rishus HaRabim. And we are mati or mavoi via lechi or kora. We also learned in just by introduction this idea of nifratz b'milu olamakom ha'aser, which means if you have an area that it itself is muta, but it's wide open into an area that's aser, so then it's aser to carry in that area as well. The whole institution of the Erevin was instituted in the door of Shlomo HaMelech. He was gozer on carrying in a chatzar, even though a chatzar is really Rishus HaYachid, and he was also matrit based on an Eruv. So Eruv Echatzeros, you take bread from everybody and you put it in one house. It's considered as if everybody lives in that one house and everybody can carry. Shitufei Mavos is the same thing, but it's from chatzar to mavoi. Tchumim, Rabbi Akiva says Tchomer Doraisa. We don't follow that opinion. Chacham says Rabban 2,000 Amos. Eruve Tchomen, you can either go by yourself or place food there. And we only make Eruv Tchomen for the sake of a mitzvah. And finally, by way of introduction, a lechi has to be 10 tvachim tall. It could even be a mashihu in width. And it's got to be within 3 tvachim from the doorway. A korah has got to be a tefach. Both lechi and korah either works as a mechitza or as a heker. We'll talk about that. And even as a heker, it's either to remind me that it's not a Rishus HaRabim or to remind me not to walk further. That's also machlok as we've shown him. Either to remind me the difference or to remind me not to walk. Okay, now we're going to begin with the actual daf al daf. So we'll start with daf beis. Daf beis, a mavoi that has a korah that is above 20 amos, make it lower. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's fine even above. And Rav in the Gemara explains that the Chachamim learned it out from the Heichal, which had to be 20, which was 20 amos tall. And Rabbi Yehuda learned it out from the Ulam, which was even 40 amos tall. But if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, also says in Daf Beis, if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, even if the opening is wider than 10 amos, you do not have to make it smaller. Tzuras HaPesach works even for an area that's larger than 10 amos. Daf Gimel. Abai says in the name of Rav Nachman that the amma of a mavoi or a sukkah was an amma of 5 tefachim to be machmir. And by kilayim, the amma had to be made out of 6 tefachim to be machmir. Now, why did I choose this to talk about for the next line? There's a who cares, right? But there's a machlokas achronim. Is this mitam suffik, what an amma is? Or, no, there were just two opinions. There was no suffik. There were just two opinions of what it was. We have to be machmir. Now, why don't we just apply the rule of suffik to Rabbanu Lekula? So how come we're being machmir over there by mavoi? Why are we being machmir? Suffik to Rabbanu Lekula. So the Tosefa Shabbos writes, no, this is not a suffik by din. This is a suffik of chisaron yediyas hametzias. You don't know what the metzias was. So some of the achronim write by a suffik, not a suffik in halacha, we just have the Rabbanu Lekula, but in a suffik in metzias, even a suffik to Rabbanu, we're going to have to be machmir. And there's a machlokas tanaim, how wide a sukkah has to be. Some say 4 amos, but we hold rosh over ruba v'shulchana, which is 7 tefachim. Daf Dalid. On Daf Dalid, we learned shiurin, chatzitzin, umechitzin are all halacha l'moshe misinai. Now, shiurin are halacha l'moshe misinai, v'as mechina rabbanon akoy, but the rabbis made an asmachta to learn all the shiurin from psukim. Mechitzin, even though mechitzin is a din d'oraisa, but gurachis, gurasik, lovud, dofen akumba, these are all halacha l'moshe misinai. Now, the Gemara presents the pasuk of Eretz, Chitos, Ora, Gefen, Teina, v'rimon, Zeis Shem and Vash, each one comes to teach me a different shiur. Chita is kedei achilas pras for a guy who walks into a house that has saras and his begadim are him, that if he stays in there kedei achilas pras, his begadim become tummy. Saora, a bone the size of a saora is metabe b'mag of a masa, but not b'oel. Gefen is revius yayin for a chiv of a nazir. Te'ena is a fig. That's the amount to carrying out on Shabbos. Yechayev. Rimon is the size of a hole in the klicheres that makes it not able to be mekabel tuma. And zayis, that's every shear is kizayis. And devash is a koseves. That's a date. Koseves hagasa liyom hakipurim. That's the minimum shear to eat on Yom Kippur. Now, we learned a fascinating, the Gemara talks about asmachta. The Rambam in his Akhtom, the Perishon Mishnah, says, whenever you learn a din out of asmachta, it's just the Chachamim hanging something on a pasuk. The Ritva says that Rambam is kfira. That's apikorsis, to say that this, it's not really, Hashem didn't really intend it. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended the asmachta without a chiyuv, and the Chachamim made it into a chiyuv. Daf Hey. There is a machlokas between Abai and Rav Yosef. How much do you have to bring a korah? A korah on the bottom has got to be below 20, but how much of the actual mavoi below, how much length do you have that it's less than 20? So one opinion, Abai and Rav Yosef, one opinion says just one tefach. The rest of it could be more than 20, but as long as the one tefach is 20, below 20, you're okay. Others say, no, it's got to be a minimum of 4 tefachim. The Gemara thought that the root of the dispute is korah mishum mechitza or mishum heker. If it's mishum heker, even 1 tefach is enough. If it's mishum mechitza, by definition, mechitza only encloses an area that's 4 tefachim. And even if everyone agrees it's heker, maybe the machlokas is, maybe the heker on top is enough to have a tefach, but on the bottom, it's a little harder to see, so maybe you need 4 tefachim. Or no, maybe on the bottom also 1 tefach is enough. Dav vav. So this Gemara comes up many, many times. Rav Yehuda says, if a guy has 2 homes on 2 sides of Peninsula Boulevard, you make a lechi on one side, lechi on the other side, Rav Yehuda holds, or a korah on one side, and you could actually carry in the middle. The Rachacham said to him, come on, it's a Rishus Haram, you can't do that. What's the svar of Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda says, if it has 2 mechitzos, it's already considered to be a Rishus Hayachid. And one other thing with that vav, generally speaking, it's usher to be machmir, like every rabbi, or go like the kulas of every rabbi. You should just choose one rabbi, and you follow that rabbi, bein l'kula, bein l'churma. Don't go running around for churmas of all the rabbis, and don't go running around for kulas of all the rabbis. Dav Zayin. When you have a case of where 2 churmas contradict one another, you can't follow both churmas. That's idiotic. But if they don't contradict, you can do them. We had this case with a spine. Beis Shammai says it's got to be missing 2 vertebrates. in order to not be metame ba'ol. Beis Hillel says as long as it's missing, so he's machmir. But Beis Hillel says even if it's missing one vertebrate, it's already not metame ba'ol, so Beisham is machmir. But the chumra by tumas ol becomes a kula by trefa, because Beis Shammai would already say that if it's missing two chulios, he's lenient. Or if it's missing one chulio, it's not a trefa. It's got to be missing two chulios. And similarly, by a skull is the same thing. Beis Shammai says you need more than a sela. He's machmir to not be metame ba'ol, but that turns out to be a kula. That also you're not called a trefa until you're missing more than a sela. So you can't be machmir like both. What's a chumra by one is a kula by the other. Daf ches mavoi that has a garbage dump on one side and the ocean on the other. Rebbe didn't want to aser it and he didn't want to be matir it. He didn't want to be matir it because maybe the garbage will be taken away, and maybe the ocean will come up and destroy it. But that's only by an ashpa v'yachid, by an ashpa sharabim. We're not worried about that. But the Chachamim Aser and the Chachamim, we pass like the Chachamim. And there's a Mishnah later on at Sadi Beis, when you have a small courtyard that opens up into a big courtyard, the Gedol is Mutter, the Katana is Asur. We'll talk about that more later on, because the Katana is Mutter, is Asura. It's considered like the entrance to the big one, but the Katana is Asur because it's Nifretz B'milu Ola Makom Asur. The entire area of the Katana is open into the other one. Daf Tes, we quoted a brisa that says that if the korah was less than three tefachim away from the wall, it's still good because of lavud. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it could even be four tefachim away, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, famous shita that he holds, even four tefachim is lavud. Daf Yud, Amar Rami Barava Amar Rav Huna, Lechi. Let's say there's a lechi that on the inside it looks like it's flush with the wall of the mavoi. From the outside you could see it's a lechi, from the inside you can't see it. If it's less than four amos, it's a good lechi, but you can only carry up to the inner part of it. If it's more than four amos, it's like a whole separate mavoi, and you're not allowed to carry in the whole mavoi. So we learned three things from this. Number one, you're not allowed to carry at the lechi. B'tbein halachaya, you're not allowed to carry. And a minimum size of a mavoi is four amos. And nira mi b'chutz v'shavim mi b'fnim is a legit lechi. And the halacha is nira b'chutz v'shavim b'fnim is a legit lechi. We also learned on Daf Yud that a chazaka, a person, will not use a small doorway if he has a large doorway. Yud Aleph. There's a machlokas amoraim. Does a tzuras ha-pesach work for a pesach more than 10 amos? Rav Yehuda says yes. Rav says no. We paskin it does. Pase biros. The rabbis permitted parats merubah la'omed in order to allow people to drink. That's why they allowed pasi biros. Rav Nachman says that lechis don't have to reach all the way up to this to the kanal gabeim. That's why when Kamenetsky used to check the Erev and Tinek in high school, I used to have to go look and see, does it reach? Rav Shesha says it does. We paskin it does not have to reach it. And the Mishnah says that how are you machshir mavei? Beis Shammai says lechi and a korah. Beis Hillel says either lechi or a korah. Rabbi Leza says two lechis. Rabbi Shmuel holds Beis Shammai didn't argue on a mavei that has a pesach more than four amos, but less than four amos, everyone agrees one is enough. Rabbi Kiva says no, even they argue even on less than four amos. According to the Ritva, Rabbi Leza doesn't intend to argue on Beis Shammai. He's explaining the words of Beis Shammai. The Gemara says if the pesach is smaller than four tefachim, everyone agrees it doesn't need anything. Yud Beis. A lechi is matir a mavoi. The thickness is even a mashihu. Rabbi Yossi says a lechi has to be three tvachim. But pas, you need a wall to be matir a chatzir. Now most Rishonim say that it's got to be four tvachim. Tosfos learns the pas is also a mashu, like a lechi. So the question is, why is that by a mavoi it's called a lechi, but by a chatzir it's called a pas? If it's also just a mashu, it's exactly the same thing. So Tosfos Arash has three answers. Some say if you make only one pass, you need four tefachim. But if it's on two sides, it's enough to have a mashu. Second answer is, since they used to put a door up there, you need four tefachim for the door. That's the usual way. And that goes, the Ivitz writes, that a pass of a chatzah has to be able to at least stand by itself. It's got to be able to stand. But a lechi is mamish a mashu, even if it can't stand up. Rav Yehuda and Rabba hold, lechi is mishum mechitza, and koro is mishum heker. But Rava says they're both Misham Heker, Yud Gimel. The Gemara says, even though Rav Meir was very, very sharp, Mordechai's favorite Gemara, even though Rav Meir is very, very sharp, he still could not understand Rabbi Akiva until he went to learn by Rabbi Yishmael. Then he could come back to Rabbi Akiva and he's able to learn from Rabbi Akiva and he understood. Rabbi Akiva gave Rav Meir smicha when he was very young, and that's why people didn't accept his smicha until Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira gave him smicha later. So it says in the Igeres of Rosh Yergon. There was nobody in Rav Meir's generation like him, but they would not kaveh halacha like him against Rabbi Yehuda ben Yossi because he was so sharp that nobody could understand him. However, Stam Mishnah's Rav Meir, and we do follow a Stam Mishnah. Rebbe said the reason he was sharp is because he saw the back of Rav Meir. Had he seen the front of Rav Meir, he would be even sharper because v'hayu einecha ro'os es morecha, you have to see your Rebbe. Why do you have to see a Rebbe? Because sometimes from his facial expressions, that could help you understand what he's talking about. For 3 years, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued that Allah is like us. Beis Shammai were mechadede tvei, they were sharper, but Beis Hillel were the rabbim. A baskol came out and said, Elu ve'elu devil chayim, v'alacha ke Beis Hillel. If it's Elu ve'elu devil chayim, so why was Beis Hillel zaycha that Allah is like them? Because Beis Hillel were peaceful, and they accepted abuse, they didn't respond. They were balei anava, and not balei gaiva. And they would always mention Beis Shammai's opinions before their opinions. To teach you, shekol ha-mashpil atzma, kodesh baruch hu magbio. If you make yourself low, Hashem will pick you up. And someone who's borech min ha-gedula, gedula mechazeres acharav. For 2.5 years, Beis Shammai still argued, was it better that man was never created, or better than he was created? They decided it's better that he wasn't created, but now that he's created, yifashvesh b'masav, clean up your masim. Some say yimashmesh, says the Maseilas Yesharim. Yifashvesh means get rid of the bad. Yimashmesh means even in the good things you're doing, make sure that they're totally not missing anything bad, even in the good things you're doing. Yudalid. If you put a korah up by a mavoi, and then you hang a sheet from it, and it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, it's not a korah, because it's no hacker, and it's not a mechitza, because it's gedayim bogemo, it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground. Even if you say korah is mishum mechitza, you still need a little bit of a hacker. So says the Ritva. Machlokas tanaim and sukkah tazayin, if a mechitza tlui is good mechitza, Rabbi Yossi says it is a good mechitza, we don't hold that way, because gedayim bogemo doesn't work, we only allow it by water, special hatter for water. The Gemara says, how do we know that a circumference of three is a diameter of one? So Gemara quotes a pasuk. Says Gemara, how do you know? Just measure it. What do you need a pasuk for? That's the Tosas Arash's kasha. So the Rambam Perush Mishnayos writes that we know it's not exactly 3 to 1, it's 3.14. Or like the Rambam writes, 3 1/7. So you need the pasuk to teach me, even though it's not exact, you could still consider it as 3 and 1. And the Gemara quotes this from the Yam Shel Shlomo. And anytime you have a square, a circle inscribed within a square has 3/4 of the surface area of the square. A lechi has to be 10 tefachim tall. The width is even a mashu. Rabbi Yossi holds that the width of a lechi has to be 3 tefachim. Tes vav. Lechi ha'omi me'ilav. If the lechi, let's say you have a lechi that you didn't make it as a lechi. It's just standing by itself like a tree. So Abai says it's a good lechi, Rabbi says it's not a good lechi. If you didn't rely on Erev Shabbos, like you had another lechi that fell down on Shabbos, everyone agrees it's no good. The argument is, let's say you did rely on Erev Shabbos, but it wasn't made l'shem lechi. Abai says it's a good lechi because you relied on it. Rabbi says it's not a good lechi because you didn't rely on it. The Gemara says, if you hold it, it's because of a heker, so obviously you got to make it for the sake of the Shabbos, no good. But if you say it's a shemachitza, it should work, even if it's a tree. Tanakama holds you can make a lechi out of an animal. Rabbi Meir says, no, we're afraid the animal's going to die and shrivel up. Paritz Merubah La'omed is not considered to be a mechitza in Rishus HaYachid, but Paritz of more than 10 Amos is not a good Pesach. Paritz Ke'omed, what about if you have even Paritz Ke'omed? Rav Papa says, Mutter Hun says, that's what halacha is. Paritz Ke'omed, we paskin works. Tez Zayin. Machlokas Amoroyim, Tanakama. There's a Machlokas Amoroyim about the Machlokas Takan Rashraga about Lovud till 4. Quanta Baye, even though the Rabbanan say Lovud is Gimel, they admit to Rashbag that a Mechitza has to be 4 tefachim. Rava holds, even Rashbag admits to the Chachamim that even though Lovud by a Korah up top in the air is 4, But even Rashbag agrees that down low, it's three. But you got to get within three of the gan so that the gedoyim aren't bokimbo. Even Rashbag would agree that the lavad downstairs is three so that the goats can't get through. Now, we know that lavad works if you have in the arev, top to bottom. What about if you have lavad straps going this way? So you're allowed to surround an area with three straps less than three tefachim away from each other. That's also called lavad. Why isn't it parts merubah la'omid? No, since it's lavud, so Rashi explains, it's mamish like a wall. So it's mamish, it's not called paritz. It's considered to be a wall. It's within three. It's not paritz, so it's not a problem. Yud Zayin. Four things the rabbis were lenient about in an army. You can bring, they can take wood from anywhere. There's no chashash gezel. Hefker, bez, and hefker. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael explains. You don't have to wash your hands before eating. Some say you don't have to wash before davening. But you do have to do mayim achronim. That's melech stomus. Tosis says nowadays we don't do mayim achronim because we don't have melech stomus. Either because we don't dip in the salt at the end of the meal. They're also exempt from demai with an aleph. And they're also exempt from eruv v'chatzeros. Second perek. Still on daf yud zayin. Pasei biros is four that look like eight. They're doubled over. Two amos each one, according to Rehuda. Rav Meir says eight that look like 12. 10 tvachim high, 6 tvachim long, and the thickness of a mashahu. You're allowed to bring it as close to the well as you want, as long as an animal could fit in Rosh of Arubo. Yud Ches. Rabbi Avo asked the contradiction. It says Zachor in a cave of Baram 2. Then it says Bara Oso. Originally, he thought to create them as two. In the end, he created them as one. We explained the Indian is that the husband and wife should always be working to get together as one. Darash Rav Shimon Manasseh, Vayivin is Hatzela Kadosh Baruch Hu, braided Chava's hair and brought him to Adam. Hashem became the Shushbin. We learn from this that a Gadol should always be a Shushbin for a Katan. A person who counts money into a woman's hand to look at her will never be saved from the din of Gehenim. A person should not follow a woman on the road and certainly not in a Nahar. If he does it in the river, he doesn't have a Chelk in Olam Haba. Nafkamina for mixed swimming. Miktas shvacha shaladim b'fanav kula shlo b'fanav yud tes. Even the worst sinners in Israel don't have the Gehenna is not going to rip into them. Kefela harim and rakose chafilu rekanim shebachem are malei in mitzvahs karimo. And even the worst Jew is filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate. Chaf lo yamad adam rishus harabim. You're not allowed to stand rishus harabim and drink rishus yochan unless rog shav rubor is there. Rabbi Yochanan says if you're moving things from one corner to another corner and you change your mind to take him into Rishus HaRabim, you're pata because you didn't intend originally for that. And Pasi Biros were only permitted for animals of Oli Regalim Bilvad. Chaf Aleph. It says in the Brisa, it's only for animals. But Pasi Biros is only for animals to drink from the well. But a man climbed down the well. You're not allowed to use Pasi Biros. But if it was too wide to get down, then even a man's allowed to use Pasi Biros. We learned a lot of Gemara's about Tzadikim get their schar in the next world, but Rishonim get their schar in this world. And they're going to get only punishment in the next world. Chaf Beis. Based on the pasuk Kitzusosav, Kitzukutzosav, Tal Talim, Shchoros Korev, we can learn Tile Tilim of halachas from every letter in the Torah. Who are you going to find good halachas in? A person who wakes up early in the morning to learn the Daf Yomi. And a person who stays late at night. Mashkim, right? Shchoros Korev, Shachris and Arvis. Or someone who blackens his face like a raven, or he's wicked to his kids and he doesn't make a lot of parnasa because he's learning all the time. Chaf Gimel. Me'ikar Adin, a place that is very, very large that has walls, is Rishus Hayachid. But the Chachamim or Gozer, Negina, and Makarpif, if it's more than 5,000 square amos, and it's not hukaf ledira, you're not allowed to carry. It's learned from the Chatzar HaMishkan. Asks Taisvis, but the Beis HaMikdash was bigger? No, Shabbos is learned from Mishkan and the Midbar, not Migdash. Others say the Migdash, there was Shmira, so therefore it's considered to be hukaf ledira. A karpef that's hukaf ledira, if you planted most of it, so then you're not allowed to carry. But if you planted trees, then that's good because people love trees, so it's still considered to be hukaf ledira. And even if the plants were made for beauty, it's also okay. Chaf dalid. Now, a karpef that's hukaf ledira, you have to first have the dira and then build the wall. If you had the wall first And then the dira, you have to knock down the wall and rebuild it. A carpet that was hukaf the dira that got filled with water, the Gemara concludes that since you're going to use the water, it's not a problem. Just like if it got filled with fruit, it's not a problem either because you're going to use the fruit. Chaf hey. Any mechitza that's made on Shabbos, b'shogig or b'mezid, is still considered good to be good mechitza. Rav Nachman says, this is a chumrah for somebody throwing from Rishas HaRabim into Rishas HaYachid, but to be metalta medrabanan, it's not good enough. Achsadra shebebika, Rav says you're allowed to carry a gazebo, it's just got four poles. Rav says we say pi tikra, Shmuel says no, we don't say pi tikra. You're only allowed to carry four amos in it. Chaf vav. When Yishayahu Navi got sick, Chizkiah came to his backyard and set up a yeshiva so the Malach HaMavis shouldn't reach him. We see from here that if a Talmud Chacham gets sick, you should put a yeshiva there. The Gemara says it's not a good idea. You're giving him, you're bringing the satan there. It's an ayin hara. Rabbi Lez and Rabbanan have a machlokis. If someone is mevatel is rishus, can everybody else carry from his house? Rabbi Lez says mevatel rishus chatzero, but rishus even mevatel rishus your house. So you're like a guest in your own house. Everybody else could carry in your house. But Rabbanan say no, you're not mevatel rishus beis, and therefore no one can carry out of your house. The Gemara's conclusion is, if you're megala das beferus, you're mevatel rishus beis, then other people can carry. Third parak v'kol ma'arvin, daf chav zayin. There are two ways to make an erev chaseros, either walk out there or put food out there. Food, you can use any food except for mayim ha'melach. The Gemara says also not mushrooms, because it's not mazon, or it's not ikar asud, according to the Ritva. Everything can be acquired because of mice except for mayim u'melach, not water or salt. If you make a neder not to eat mazon, you're mutter be mayim u'melach. Machlokas Amaram, the Gemara, what about water mixed with salt? One opinion says you are allowed to use it, but not lamaiser, because you need pre. Another opinion says, no, it's mutter. You're allowed to be ma'ir for a nazir with wine and a Yisrael betrumba. Sumcha says Yisrael only chulin. You're allowed to be ma'ir for a coin in a beis ha'pras to Rabban, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even in a beis ha'kvaros to Araisa, because you can make a mechitz and get in there. Rabbi Yochanan says you can't learn from a klal, even where it says chutz. Chaf ches. You cannot make an error for things that you can't eat. If in one place they do eat it, but the rest of the world they don't eat it, we say butla daite, it's a kol olam. Chaf tes. Rava says, I'm like Ben Azai in the Shukei Tveria. Rashi said he was very happy, and he had a very clear mind. He was ready to answer all questions like Ben Azai, who would stand in Shukei Tveria answering the questions. Rav Nechanan al-Meiri explained, Rava knew the laws of Erevin like Ben Azai knew the Shukei Tveria. Rashi in Bechora says, there was nobody in Ben Azai's generation who was smart like him. Ben Azai said, all the Chacham are in front of me like a garlic peel, except for the Kerei HaZer Rabbi Akiva. Daf Lamed. You can make an ear for a zakin and chola. They only eat much less, so you can eat a much smaller shear for them. But a guy who's got a big appetite, you could use an average shear. Because by Erev, we always are lenient. Sumchus holds like Chachamim that anything that's a drabanan even applies ben ashmashos against Rebbe, who said they weren't goza. And therefore, if you make an ear for Yisrael b'truma, he could be shoal on the neder and be mafresh truma from somewhere else. He can't do it. You're not to be mafresh on Shabbos. So therefore, because it's nirik, you're not allowed to be mafresh trumas amaisis on Shabbos. So therefore, it won't work. But a nazir could be ma'arav b'yayin, because even ben hashmashes, he could be shoel on his nazirus. But ben hashmashes, you can't be mafresh truma. Lamed Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda says that you could be ma'arav for a kohen tahor with truma tahora on a grave. And the chachamim say, no, you're not allowed to be kona shvisa on isuri hana. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, mitzvah slav lehonus nitnu, because the mitzvah is just avodas melech. The Chachamim say you can make an Erev even ledvar harishus. Rabbi Yehuda says only dvar mitzvah slav lehonus nitnu, therefore you're allowed to use it on the grave. Lamed Beis. A person says to his friend, go collect figs from my figs. So you have to take Meiser off of that. But if he says, take this basket of figs, then it's demai, because maybe he was mafresh. That's by an Ama Aretz. But by a chaver, you don't take ma'aser, because for sure he took ma'aser. Chazak al chaver shein motzi davar shein misukin tachas yado, according to Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no. This is by an amaretz, but by a chaver, you for sure have to be ma'aser, because he's not going to be torim shalom and amukov. Rebbe holds a chaver would rather do a small iser of being torim shalom and amukov if it's not together, so that an amaretz shouldn't violate the big iser of eating tevel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, the chaver would rather amaretz violate this tevel, and I'm not going to violate an iser kal. Lamed Gimel. Rabbi holds below 10 tefachim eruva eruv in a tree, because the rabbis weren't gozer ben hashmashos. Chachamim say no, you can't climb a tree ben hashmashos. It's not a good eruv even below 10. Lama dalid. If you put the eruv in a closet and you lost the key, still a good eruv. But Lez says no. If you don't know where the key is, it's not an eruv because you can't actually eat it. Lamed hey. If the eruv rolled outside the tchum, it rolled more than 2,000 amos away, more than 4 amos, or a building fell or got burnt. So if it happened before Shabbos, not a good eruv. But once after dark, it's a good eruv. As long as it was there ben hashmashos, you got it made in the shade. If you're not sure, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda holds, then you're stuck. Chamar gamal, you can't go anywhere. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon say, Suffolk eruv is kosher. Aye, why not Suffolk the Rabban Lekula? But Rabbi Meir obviously holds Tchum and Doraisa, so you have to be strict. Lamed Vav, you're allowed to put one eruv to the right and one eruv to the left and make a condition. Tomorrow morning, if I decide to go right, I go right. I want to go left, left. Rabbi Yehuda says, if there were two rabbis giving shir and one of them was your Rebbe, then we assume you want to go to your Rebbe. Others say, no, you'd rather learn from, maybe you'd rather learn not from your Rebbe because you might be embarrassed to ask your Rebbe questions. Lamed Zayin. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira. So if you buy wine from Kusim, you know they don't offer Trumas and Maisis, you could say, when I find a kli to be mafrish, I'll be mafrish. And that'll be Truma Gadola, but you could eat it now and then you'll be mafrish later. We hold of Breira. And these 10 bushels are Meiser, and these 9 are Meiser Sheni. And you can eat it right, you can drink it right away. Those are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon say it's Aser. They don't hold a Breira. According to the conclusion of the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda does hold a Breira, only Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Aser. Lamed Ches. Rabbi Yochan Benui holds Chefze Hefker, Konin Shvisa. Rabbi Eliezer says Yontif Shecha, that a Yontif falls out on Friday or on Sunday. Yontif and Shabbos are 2 Kedushos. You can make one Erev for Friday and one Erev to the other direction for Shabbos. Chachamim say, no, it's Kedusha Achasein. Either one Erev for both days or you can't make an Erev at all. It's got to be Bein HaShmashos of day number 1. And if it gets eaten, it's no longer an Erev. Lamed Tes. According to Yehuda, Rosh Hashanah, you can make 2 Erevs for 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, 2 Kedushos, Hei Misafik, and the rabbis didn't agree with him. Chachamim say, no, it's one long day. Yomar Richter, Magid Mishnah writes in Das HaRambam, according to the Chachamim, it's one Kedusha, even Lekula. So even if it gets eaten after day 1, you could still have the Erev for day 2. The Ravid says, no, it's only Lechumra. That meaning you can't make a different Erev on the second day, but if it gets eaten, so you're up the creek without a paddle for day number 2. Mem, Aser li Yisrael lehanas from Melecha of a guy that's done for a Jew on Shabbos, but it's mutter for Yisrael to be Nene after Shabbos b'chadei sheyasu. However, if the guy is doing it for himself, then the Jew is allowed to benefit. Rav and Shmuel hold, even though you say Shechianu on the Shalosh Regalim, you don't say it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Gemara concludes, Halachas Rav Chissa, you do say Shechianu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Even Bashuk, even not on a cup of wine. Mitzvah Namuvchar on a cup of wine. What about Yotav Sheinah Shereshon, Machlokes HaPoskim? The Rosh Paskins, that's why it's a good idea to wear a new suit second night or eat a new fruit. The Rav Yoam Machzavitri hold, no, you don't say Shechianu second night Rosh Hashanah because of Kedusha Achasein. Again, not unlike Yontav Sheni Shel Golius, which you do say. Rashi and the Rambam hold, you make a Shechianu even Yontav Sheni of Rosh Hashanah. We start the 4th parak, Misho Tzu, Daf Mem Aleph. So if non-Jews chuck you out of the Tchum, or Ruach Ra, right? You have a nervous breakdown, you walk out of the Tchum, you only allowed 4 Amos. If they bring you back, it's like you never left. If they brought you into a different city, Rabbi Gamliel, Elizabeth, as I say, if it's a walled city, you can walk in the whole city. Even though normally we don't say it here, since the Nachrim 3-hour we're lenient. But if it's not a walled city, only 4 Amos. Rabbi Shur and Rabbi Kiva say, you only have 4 Amos even if it is a walled city. Similarly, let's say a boat drifts out of the Tchum. Rabbi Gamliel, Elizabeth, as I say, you could walk on the whole boat. Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Kiva say you only have 4 Amos. We paskin like Rabbi Gilner, Rabbi Elizabeth, you're allowed to walk on the whole boat. The Gemara also says on Mem Aleph, Godol Kavod Abrius Shedoches Losas Shebatorah. Kavod Abrius pushes away Yisurim Durabanan. And this means the lav of Losas, Yisurim Durabanan. And therefore, you are allowed to go outside of the Tchum for Kavod Abrius. And that's why you're allowed to rip toilet paper not on the lines if you get stuck in the bathroom and there's no tissues. Mem Beis. A guy was walking along the road. He doesn't know where the Tchum Shabbos is. He can just take 2,000 steps, and that's his Tchum Shabbos. Midrabbanan were lenient. And a mechitza that gets ripped down, b'milu alamakam ha'asula, so it's asur to carry in the chatzer. Someone whose Tchum ends in another city, you have to end on the dime right there. You're not allowed to walk in the whole city. Mem Gimel. The Gemara is not sure. Is there a Tchum above 10 or not? Nafkamina for somebody who says the Shem Shemayim and he's flying through the air, or a Sfina, a boat that's above 10 Tfachim, or an Amud that's not Ruch of Dal. Machlok is Rishonim al Chamaisa, the Ravid is Machmir, like the Sum Pshad, the Gemara, the Rabbanah says, Safat Rabbanah Lukula, Halach Kedir Amekel Be'eruv. If a guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir on the day Mashiach comes, he's mutter to drink wine on Shabbos and Yontif, because Mashiach won't come on a Shabbos and Yontif. Also, Eliyahu Hanavi didn't come Friday. And Eliyahu is not going to come every Shabbos and Yontif to not be Matshriach Klal Yisrael, who are running around buying challahs. But you're not allowed to drink wine any day of the week. Maybe Mashiach will come. Mem Dalid. Machlokas Rabbi Lez and Rabbanan, is it mutter to make an oil arrive at Tchila B'Shabbos? Rabbi Lez says, Asachom say mutter. Pekakach alone, if it's kosher v'toli, poking bo, imlav im poking bo. Chacham say, either way, poking bo. Rabbi Yochanan, the whole machlok is only by hosafas oil, adding on to the oil, but everyone agrees you're not allowed to make an oil betchila b'Shabbos. If a guy goes out of the tchum for a mitzvah and then they end up not needing him, he's allowed to walk 2,000 amos. Anyone who goes out of the tchum to save people, you're allowed to walk back, and that's where Moshe Feinstein's famous heter for the people of Hatzalah. Mem hei. If someone rests near a city, he didn't realize he was right near the city, too bad, you only have 2,000 amas. Quantra Meir. Rabbi Huda says, no, you're allowed to walk in the whole city and 2,000 amas outside the city. Had you known you were so close to the city, you would have been Kona Shvisa there. Rabbi Yonason writes that even if a person says Shvisasi B'Makomi, it's a mistake. The Rashba says, no. If he says Shvisasi B'Makomi, Rabbi Huda admits that you only have 2,000 amas. Mem Vav. By an Erev Tchumin, someone else can make an error for you only if you know about it. But by Eruv Chatzeros, everybody wants to carry, so even if you don't know about it, they can make an error for you. Zachin la'adam shelo b'fanam, so by Eruv Chatzeros, they can do it without your knowledge, but in Chavin la'adam melo b'fanam, but Eruv Tchumen, they might do it to the east, and you might want to go to the west. Mem Zayin. If a person leaves his house and he goes to live in a different city for Shabbos, Rab Meir says both Jews and Goyim, they aser, if they didn't contribute to the Eruv. Because a house without owners is still a house. Rabbi Yehuda says they don't aser. No one's living there, it doesn't aser. Rabbi Yosef says a guy asers, he might show up. Yisrael doesn't aser. Rabbi Shimon says, even if you went to go visit your daughter, you don't aser. Rabbi Chama says, look, Rabbi Shimon, right? Remember, because but you don't mess with your daughter-in-law, right? Remember that? Okay. Memches, unlike the Kamenetsky house, where it's the opposite. Okay, Memches. Boy Rav Tavla Me Rav. If you have a suspended mechitza, are you mater b'churva, amale? No, mechitza tuli is not mater only by water. Special kula by water. The Rashba says, why do they have a special halta by water? To allow people to drink. And the four amos of the tchum, when you get stuck, so we measure it by your amos. Og melech habashan has larger amos. But a midget gets average amos. Because you're always lenient. Halakha d'vamekel be'erev. Memtes. Shmuel says Erev works through a kinyan. So why bread and not money? Because people don't usually have money Erev Shabbos, and bread is very matzli. And for Shitufim Mavos, you don't need bread. Even B'di'eved, it's usher with money, because maybe people would think that you need money. Rava says Erev is not Mishum kinyan, it's Mishum Dira. What's the difference? Kli. For a kinyan, you can use a Kli, like Chalipin. Dira, Kli doesn't work because Lechem, because a person's always living where his bread is. Another nafkamina would be pachas mishvei pruta. For a kinyan, you can't use pachas mishvei pruta, but for dira, you can use it. Also, the nafkamina is, can you make an erev through a katan? If it's a kinyan, a katan can't make a kinyan. If it's dira, to show that you live there, the katan could be there. Tosas holds, no, it's mutter for a katan to make a kinyan for a gadol. So what it means over here that a katan can't do it is, it means you can't use the house of a katan. Daf nun. The Rashba writes that in Machlokas Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, we always follow Chizkiya, who is Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, and therefore the Gemara asks a question from Yochanan Chizkiya. Nun Aleph. Both an Ani and an Ashir can make an Erev with bread, and they can make an Erev with your feet. Oh no, both Ani and Ashir can make an Erev with bread, but with your feet, that's only for a guy who gets stuck, but an Ashir can't walk out and go make an Erev with his feet. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir says, no, everyone can make an Erev with your feet. Then you're mamish there. A rich person is allowed to go out with his feet, but he could also send the bread with his eved benos just to be mekalim that he doesn't have to go. Nun beis. If a guy walks out of the tchum even one amma, he can't come back in. Rabbi Eliezer says no. He gets an extra four, so and he's in the middle of it. So if he goes out two ammas, he can walk back in. Three, he can't walk back in. What about if he has 1 foot in and 1 foot out? Rabbi Chanina says you're not allowed to go in. Tashim b'shavas raglecha. Others say no. It's where most of your body is. So if most of your body is still out, you can go back in. Fifth parak ketz and ma'abrim dafnun gimel. If a house, one house, juts out of a city, we draw the whole tchum from the edge of that house, and we make and we square it off so that you have you get the corners. Rabbi Yochanan says, the earlier tzaddikim, their hearts, they knew everything. The achronim, it's like the entrance. The first one was like the ulam, large. The achronim are like the heichal, and we are like mamish, a crack. We paskin halacha kibasa. That's because. And the Acharonim say we're like midgets on the top of on the backs of giants. Nun dalid. Like I said at the Siyum, chash berosho, if you have a headache, a throat ache, your stomach ache, batzmos b'chol gufo yasuk b'torah, ki livias chen hein l'roshecha. Torah is Hashem t'mimah m'shivas nafesh. Torah gives us life. So Rebbetzin and Goldlich said because in your head you can only think about one thing at a time. The Maharal writes, as I said at the Siyum yesterday, what a beautiful siyum, that the Torah puts you back in your normal way. So if you're sick, learn Torah, because the Torah is the blueprint of the world. The Torah is the way the world is supposed to be. So if you're sick, learn Torah. Your body will go back to the way it's supposed to be. And Rav says in Rav Schar in Rav Huna, what does it mean? Hon mehevel yimai to koaz ayad yirba. If a person tries to learn too much at one time, you'll end up knowing nothing. But if you're in a little bit at a time, a daf a day keeps the doctor away. And Rava says, all the rabbis know this secret, and nobody does it. And Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, I did it, and I became a Talmud Chacham that way. Learn a little bit of a time, and really know it. Maybe it's against the Daf Yomi. Okay, whatever, you got the idea. Nun Hey. Now, how do you make Tchum for a round city? Square it off. Let's say it's wide on one side and skinny on the other side. We view it as if it's all the wide. And one house goes out, you measure from the house. Now, if it's a city filled with huts that are tzrifin, sorry, you don't get the whole city. You measure 2,000 amas from the house because it ain't called a city. Nun vav. Tan Rabbanan. If you're squaring off a round city, you then make eight squares around that one square. Right? So, and you get 2,000 by 2,000 squares around it, so you end up getting a lot of extra space. Nun Zayin. Now every city you also have 70 amas and a little bit of karpiv outside. Chacham say no, a karpiv is only between two cities. Now, and then the Mishnah says each one gets 70. Rav Huna says one karpiv, 170 for this city, 170 for this city, and you could still consider them all as one city. Chibarav says no. Only 170, one karpif in between them, you can consider them as one city. Nun Ches. We only measure tchum with a 50 amma rope. Like it says, Orech ha-chatzer mea bama v'rochav chamishim chamishim. Now you should hold it by your heart. Rashi sounds like it's a chiyuv. The Ritva writes, no, it's just better to do it there, but really you could do it on the ground. But if it's bumpy, you do it by the heart. Now, let's say one measurement came out longer, one measurement came out shorter. You can always follow the longer measurement because tchum and rabbanah halachah k'divrei hameikel b'tchum. Nun tes. Even though suffik derabbanah lekula, if you can be mevara the suffik, you can't rely on the rule of suffik derabbanah lekula. You have to go try to be mevara it. However, since it's a huge headache to keep on measuring it, so even if you could be mevara it through great tercha, you are allowed to rely on the klal of suffik derabbanan lekula, even if you could have been mevar, because if it's a big headache to be mevar, that's called efshar levar. So says the Ritva. According to Rashi, a city that doesn't have 600,000 people is not efshar levar because it's not domel digley midbar. Daf samach. Amr Mishia ben Levi. Haya modei ruba. If a person was measuring and it ended up in the middle of the city, that's it. You don't get the whole city. You got to stop right there. If it ended, if the measure 2,000 ended at the end of the city, the whole city becomes like four amos. Now, does it mean mamish for mamish? Rabbeinu Yonason says, no, it means nothing. You don't count it at all. But the Bach says, the Gemara says, mashlim elos hashar. It sounds like, no, you only get an additional 1,996 amos because the city counts like four. Samach Aleph. If there's a small city right next to a big city, the people of big city could walk the whole small city, but the people of small city can't walk the whole big city unless they put the air in the middle of the big city, and then they can walk the whole big city and 2,000 amos outside the big city. Sixth Perek, Daf Samach Beis. A guy comes and lives in a chatzah with Yisraelim. The Yisraelim have to rent his property to be able to carry. If the Yisraelim did not make an Erev, they could be Mevatel the Rishusim to one of them so that one of them could carry. But a guy cannot be Mevatel the Rishusim according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that's only if a guy is living with two Yisraelim, so the guy asks. But a guy with one Yisraeli does not ask because the rabbis never made such a takana, because no Jew is going to live with one guy. He's afraid he's going to kill him. The Gemara paskins halacha or minog or nagu k'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that it's only a guy only asks with two Yisraelim. Why? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is mishnaso kavanaki. Rashi Nivama says it means he would speak very short, but whatever he would speak was very clear. Rabbi Nachman says kav. There are 102 places in Shas that we pass like him. The Gemara has a long discussion of being that you're not allowed to be mora halacha b'fnei rabo. Tosfos says that's only by halacha lemaisa, but if they're just asking you a svara, you are allowed to answer what you think even in your place of your Rebbe. And another Tosfos says it's only if there's a chiddush, but not by davar pashut. Like a davar that's mefurish in a sefer, you're allowed to say. The Shach points out that in our Gemara, they quoted something from Megillas Tanis, it must be that it was not mefurish. Samach Gimel. If you see somebody about to do an isser, even if your Rebbe's there, you could be mafreshim. Don't worry about being more halach mirab. If there's a chil Hashem, ain't cholkin covered l'rab. And Yeshua was more halach in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore he was punished, and he didn't have any kids. Some say it's because he was mevata klais from Pru or River one night, so media connected me, he didn't have any kids. Samach Dalid. A guy who's drunk, if he could still talk in front of a king, he still shouldn't daven, but he is yotzi b'dieved. But if he's a shikar that he cannot speak in front of the king, if he's a gil shechusa shalot, he's like a shaita. He's not chayiv in damage, he's not a bardas at all. He's not chayiv in mitzvahs. But even if he did not higil shechusa shalot, he shouldn't daven. And if he davens tfilaso to'eva, according to Tosis, he has to daven again, and a shikar cannot pass in halacha. A person should not say, this halacha is a nice halacha, that halacha is not such a nice halacha. Samachay. A shikar is mekcho mekach, memkaro memkar. If he violates an aveir that has misa, he gets killed. He's a bikeach l'chol devara, but he's pater from tefillah. But if he's shechusa shalot, he's pater from everything. Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Rashi says, Rav, a person whose das is not miyusheves love should not daven until his das is miyusheves. Because it says, batsar al yor. Rashi says, there is no pasuk like that. And Rashi says, maybe it's a pasuk in Ben Sira. Ben Sira is from the Apocrypha. And the Gemara in Bava Basra says, you're not allowed to read it. Maybe you're not supposed to read it permanently, but just to learn a little bit of Musar from there, maybe you can. With three things, you can tell a person's character: when he drinks, how generous he is, and when he gets angry. Some say even by the type of jokes he makes. Samach Vav. Renting from a guy on Shabbos, the Gemara tells a story. Amoraim went to an inn, and the guy wasn't there. The guy showed up on Shabbos. So they said, can they rent from him on Shabbos? Tosis writes, you can't rent it because it's, you don't ask for this renting on Shabbos because it's just like a gift. Oh, that sounds like from Tosis that a gift is okay on Shabbos. We paskin that you're not allowed to give a gift on Shabbos. You got to be makna to the bar mitzvah boy after Shabbos. And if you're bringing a gift of wine to your friend on Shabbos for the Shabbos meal, it's yours. You're just letting him drink from your wine. Samach Zayin. Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes, when they would bump into one another, Rav Chista would shake because of the bikiyas of Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes would shake because of the charifas of Rav Chista. Samaches. Pashtus and our Gemara, according to the Rif's Girsa, you're not allowed to violate an Isser Rabban like telling a guy to do an Isser, even Letzorach Mitzvah, because only Shvus to Shvus, telling a guy to violate an Isser Rabban would be Mutter B'Makom Mitzvah, but not to tell him to violate a Doraisa. However, according to Rabbeinu Chananel and the Bahag, even telling a guy to do a doraisa is mutter b'makom mitzvah. They have a different girsa in the Gemara. According to their girsa, the Gemara is distinguishing between Issa d'Rabbanan done by Yisrael, that it's asvi b'makom mitzvah, because it could come to an Issa d'Oraisa. But Amir La'akam is mutter b'makom mitzvah because it's never going to come to a nisa d'oraisa. And so paskins the bahag. Tosas the Rosh Tosas have a third shita that it's also to tell a guy even to violate nisa d'rabbanim b'makom mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch quotes this opinion b'shem yes omrim. But the Rambam Shabbos Vav Tes paskins that it's mutter to tell a guy to violate nisa d'rabbanim l'tzorach chol, l'tzorach gadol, l'tzorach mitzvah. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that's the way we paskin. Rav says, if I'm mevatel my house to you, you could be mevatel it back to me. Shmuel says, come on, that's a joke. You can't do that. Samach Tes. If the men of a chutzer, one of them forgot to make an Eruv, so his usher, his house, is usher for anyone to carry in or out of, and their houses, even he can carry out because he's like a guest by them. If they give him rishus, so he's mutter and their usher. Because Rabim can't be guests of a yachid. And he could be mevatel as rishus for Beis Shammai only before Shabbos. Beis Hillel, you can be mevatel rishus even on Shabbos. Daf Ayin. If five people live in the same chatzer, one of them forgot to make an Erev, according to Rabbah, you could be mevatel rishus l'chalechad ve'echad. Abai says you could even be just mevatel rishus to one of them, he's a shliach for the rest of them. According to Nachman, if the Jew dies in the chatzer on Shabbos and he didn't make an Erev and he was not mevatel rishus, his yoresh is allowed to be mevatel rishus. According to Shmuel, a yoresh cannot be mevatel. Ayin Aleph. Erev Chatzeros has to be done with bread because Iker Dira is that you're all living in one house and a person lives where his bread is. Shitufa Mavos is a shutfus, can be done with anything. Ayin Beis. According to Rabbi Meir, even if you made an Erev between the Chatzeros, you still need Shituf Mavoi, and even if you did Shituf Mavoi, you still need Erev Chatzeros so that the kids should not forget about Torah's Erev. The Chachamim hold B'di'eved, you could have one or the other. The Gemara says, Halach la Rameir, you need both, or Minig like Rameir, or Nogu Amkar Rameir. Shulchan Aruch pass like Rameir, the Ramah says, Yesh Omen Kachachamim, and that's the way we pass him, we don't need both. The Ramah writes, in our times, the Minig is to put the Erev in the Shul, even if it's not a Makum Dira, because our Erev is a Shituf in Mavos, not an Erev Chatzeres. B'Halacha writes that nowadays, the Shituf works for Erev as well. Ayin Gimel, what's your Makum Dira? Rav says it's where you eat, Shmuel says where you sleep. Shulchan Aruch pass is where you eat. The Gemara brings a brice that it implies sleeping. The Gemara answers, no, it all depends where you would rather eat. Ayin Dalid. Quinter B'Shimon, you are allowed to carry in all gagos, karpifos, chatzeros, kalim that were in there. Rav passing like Rav Shimon, if you didn't make your own Erev, but if you made your own Erev, it's going to be a problem because we're afraid maybe you'll take something from the house to the chatzer and then from the chatzer to the neighboring chatzer, which you can't do without Erev. Shmuel says, even if you made an Erev, we're not worried about that. Ayin Hay. Two chatzeros, one inside the other. If the inner one made an Erev and the outer one did not, the inner one is allowed to carry, the outer one's not. But if the outer one did it, they're both usher, because the pnimis as is on the outer one. If they both made an Erev, Tanakam holds, they're both mutter. Since it's mutter in its place, we could force it to close its doors. But if it's usher in its place, I can't force it to close its doors. Rabbi Kiva asers, the outer one, Mishum Jerusalem Saregel of the inner one, as long as it's mutter for him to go at it, asers. The Gemara quotes a third opinion that even if it's aser in its place, it doesn't aser in the other chatzer because the inner ones are not considered to be residents of the outer ones just by drusus haregel. Perek shvii, chalon, ayin vav. A wall between two chatzeres, which is 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide, so you can make two eruvim and not one. But you're not allowed to carry fruit from the wall to the chatzer or chatzer to the wall. If the wall breaches up until 10 amos, then you can make two eruvs or one because it's like a doorway. But if it's more than 10 amos, you can only make one eruv, not two. Ayin Zayin. Quant of Yochanan, a place that's less than 4x4 between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah is Mokum Patur. You're allowed to carry from Rabim to the Mokum Patur and Yochid to Malkum Patur, but you're not allowed to go Yochid to Malkum Patur to Rabim because of the Gzeir Darbanan. Ayin Ches. Bor and its walls are mitzdarfen to 10. Even though it's hard to use it, you could put a flat board on top of it. That's called using it. Ayin Tes. One person can make a sheet of mavo for everybody. You can just buy one big barrel of wine and be mezake to all of Ben Amavo through his kids or through his Eved, through his wife. The Gemara says he has to lift it up a tefach. I in Kiddushin Rashi is a kinyan bo is 3 tefachim, so it shouldn't be lavud. Tois in Kiddushin writes, Rabbeinu Tam, that hagbo tefach is enough. Says Tosfos, you can't bring a right from our Gemara. This is just Shetufei Mavos. So they're Mekel and a Tefach. The Rashba and the Ritva quote in the name of the Gaonim, here it's not a Kenyan at all. So that's why Tefach works. Daf Pei. Eruv Tchumin, you can only do Midas because it's not a Zchus. Maybe you want to go the other direction. But some say, if you know for sure it's a Zchus, you know he wants to go there, then I could do a Shalom Midato. The Gemara says, Eruv Chatzeris, Tu Mavos, Eruv Chatzeris. Everyone has to be Zocha. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, Erev Chatzeros, Shitufa Mavos, and Erev Tchumen, you have to own it. The Gemara says, even Erev Tafshilin, you have to own it. Pay Aleph. According to Yeshua, you can't use a broken piece of bread for Erev because of Eva. They're going to say, you're the loser. You're the Marza, use the broken one. Even if everyone is using a Prusa, we're still worried about the next time. The Rush and the Torah, that's only if everybody contributes. But if one guy's making the Erev for everybody, he could use a broken piece. Pei Beis. And the eighth parak, Ketzed Mishtatfim. By Erev Tchumen, so you could use one barrel for the entire city before Ben Hashmashos. Rav Yosef says that's only for a Dvar Mitzvah, like going to a base Avil or base Mishnah. Rashi implies that even if you made an Erev for Dvar Mitzvah, you're not allowed to use it for a Dvar Rishus. But the Smak and the Torah say once you made it for Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to go out for Dvar Rishus because at the end of the day, you were Kona Shvisa there. And you need mazon two seudos for every person for Erev Tchumen. And that's called Shvisa because that's a seuda yom v'layla for a regular day. Even though Shabbos, you have Shalosh Shudas. Pei Gimel. Anshe Chatzer, if you have men of a Chatzer and people live in the second floor, that did not make an Erev together, and there's a mirpesa between them, and there's an amud in the chatzer, if the amud is higher than 10, so then the second floor can use it. If it's less than 10, the lower floor can use it, and whoever has an easier time using it is the one who gets to use it. Pei Dalid. If it's 10 tefachim away from both of them, one goes down, 10 tefachim, one goes up, we give it to the one who goes down because it's easier to go down. Pei Hei. If a person places his Erev in a base shahr, in a gatehouse, or a gazebo, merpeset, it's not a good Erev because it's not a mokum dira. And if someone lives there, he doesn't aser. But base hateven, base habakar, base haetzim, base haotzros, storehouse, you're allowed to put the Erev there, and if you live there, you do aser. It is considered to be royal adir. Pei vav. Rabbi and Rabbi Akiva would always honor the rich people because of the chesed that they're mechaya, the poor people, the world exists on that chesed. The Meiri says as long as their kavana was for the right reasons. A bar between two chatzeros, you're not allowed to fill it up on Shabbos unless you make a mechitza, 10 tefachim, either in the bar or above the bar. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, Beishame says, Milamata, Beisil says, even Milamala. Rav Yehuda says, even the wall itself is good enough, it goes down into the water. Pei Zayin. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, name Rav Yochanan, there's no karmelis less than 4. Kiyas Rav Dimi, Rav Yochanan, if a place is less than dal al dalid, it's a mokum patur, you're allowed to go for Yachid to there and Rabim to there, but you're not allowed to go Yachid to there to Rabim. Chachamim say love it is 3 tefachim. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says 4. Pei Ches. So we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to take a cold bath on Shabbos, but with the towel, leave it in the window. Don't give it to the bathhouse attendant because they're going to squeeze it. Rabbi Shimon says on Yontif, or if there's an Erev, you're allowed to even carry it home to your house. The 9th parak, Pei Tes. Kontra Meir. All the roofs of the city are like one rishus. Rashi says, because people don't use roofs like chaseros, so you don't need to make an Erev. The Gemara's Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel within Rav Meir, Rav says you're allowed to be carrying. All of it, Shmuel says, only 4 amos. And what does it mean, what's one rishus? It means 2 amos on one roof and 2 amos on the other roof. Or if it's Yosem Beis Sosayim. Chachamim say every roof is considered to be its own independent place because we view the walls underneath as coming up top as well. Sadi. A boat, Rav says you can carry the whole boat because the mechitzas are hukaf l'dira. Shmuel says, no, the mechitzas just prevent the water. So they asked Shmuel, is the halacha like you or like Rav? He said, the halacha is like Rav. Because halacha Rav Yisur. Even Shmuel said, the halacha is like Rav. Tzadi Aleph. 3 chatzeros open to each other, open to the Rabim. If the outer ones made Erev with the inner ones, the outer ones can carry, the inner ones and inner, the outer, but the outer ones can't carry with each other. Tzadi Beis. If you have a big chatzer open into the small one, and there's 10 people in the large one and the chazans in the smaller one, they're allowed to be yotzi with him. But the other way around, they are not yotzi. You can't answer kash kedusha baruch hu. 9 people in the large one and 1 in the small one, they're mitzdarif, but 9 in the small one and 1 in the large one, they're not mitzdarif. But if there is a minion there, then even in the other one, you can answer the minion. That's why you're allowed to answer Kaddish and Kedusha on Zoom. Sali Gimel. Koint of Chista. If you have a wall that's 5 tfachim and the edge of the board that's 5 tfachim, they combine. They don't combine. Rav Chista says they don't combine. You need all with Gidud or all with Mechitza. Meremer says they do combine. The halacha is we do combine. Sadi Dalad. Rav did not want to paskin against Shmuel in the place that Shmuel was the rabbi. The Ritva says we learn from here that you're not allowed to paskin against the rabbi of the city. But that's only something that's Tali B'Shikol Adas. But if the rabbi made a mistake, you have to correct him, even if he's your Rebbe. The Meiri says that's only by Nisad Rabbanan, especially in Isser Kal, like Tiltal B'Chatzban. Isser Doraisa, even in Isser Chomer Rabbanan, if it's a chil Hashem, you chol can cover the rav. Tzadi hey, the 10th parak Amotzi Tfilin. We learn from Al Yodecha that you put the tfilin on the top of the muscle, beinenecha, above the hairline, until the makum shemochol shel tinok rofes. Rabbi Shimba Yitzchak says that you have a place on your head for 2 tfilin and on your hand for 2 tfilin. Machlokas tanaim is Shabbos man tfilin or lavs man tfilin. Tzadi vav. Rabbi Kiva says you are allowed to. You're allowed to put tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. You, Rabbi Kiva says, you might think you put tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. No, Vayola Os. Shabbos and Yontif is already Os. Shabbos says, Os. Yontif is also called Shabboson. So on Chol HaMoed, that there's no way some malacha, you're chayv in tefillin. Some say the Os are the mitzvahs hayom, so therefore even on Chol HaMoed, you don't wear tefillin. Aruch HaShulchan says the Os is the Shabbos and Yontif itself. Michal Bashol used to wear tefillin, and the rabbis didn't protest. Yonah's wife did aliyah, the rabbi doesn't protest. Tosis holds one shita that the rabbis did protest, either because maybe the Meiri writes that a woman is allowed to volunteer to do mitzvah man grama. Maybe they protest because a woman is not allowed to do it. However, Tosis writes, the Rama Paskins, that women are not allowed to, they can't keep a guf nucky, and therefore they're not allowed to wear tefillin. Tzadi Zayin. As far as Tchum is concerned, animals and Kalim follow the Bailim, as far as Tchum is concerned. Rabbi Huda says, water has no din of tchum. Maybe if the water has no din of tchum, even the barrel that's holding the water is buttled to the water, also doesn't have a din of tchum. Like we find by Shabbos, that if you have less than a grogeris in a kli, so not only are you allowed to carry the less than a grogeris, you're allowed to carry the kli because it's buttled to the grogeris. Tzadi ches. If a person's reading from a sefer on the doorstep and it rolls out, you're allowed to roll it back to you. If you're on the roof and it goes down above 10, it's not in the Sazrami, you're allowed to roll it. But if it's below 10, you got to change, you got to turn it over on the Ksav so it shouldn't be Bibizalion. Rabbi Huda says, even if it reaches the ground, if it's one hair's breadth off the ground, you're allowed to roll it. Rabbi Shimon says, even if it's on the ground, you're allowed to roll it because the Isha Drabanan does not push away the Bizalion Kisvei HaKodesh. Tzadi Tess, if a person spits in front of his Rebbe, he's Chayv Mises, Mavazas HaTorah, and he has no covered HaTorah. You're allowed to stand in Rishus HaRabim and carry something in Rishus HaYachid, and stand in Rishus HaYachid and carry Rishus HaRabim as long as it's less than 4 amos. We're not worried you're going to bring it in. Rav Meir later on says, by the key, we are worried. The Gemara says, it depends if you need the chafatzim or not. Chafatzim that you need, we are worried that maybe you bring it in. Says the Rashba, it's mutal chatchila to carry something less than 4 amos. So says the Mishnah Berurah. It says in Shabbos, you're not, that's to carry it a lot of less than 4 amos in a row. Daf Kuf. If the things that require one matana that gets mixed on the Mizbeach, that gets mixed up into things that require 4 matanas, Rabbi Lez says give 4, because the Aseh is Docha the Los Aseh of Baal Tosif. Or there is no Baal Tosif if you're not intending to add on. Or there's no Baal Tosif when you're intending for a different mitzvah. Rabbi Shua says, no, you should do 1. But the Evid Yotzi with 1, and it's better to violate Baal Tigra B'Shei Baal Tasa, not to violate Baal Tosif B'Kumva Aseh. Why don't we say Aseh of the Zrika is Docha the Los Aseh of Baal Tosif? It says, Ein Aseh Docha Los Aseh unless it's E.F. Shalakayim HaMitzvah B'Lizeh. But here, you're an idiot. You let them mix up. And the Ritva gave another answer that B'Migdash, you don't say Aseh Docha Los Aseh in the Migdash. And the Ramban says, because Aseh is Av and Los Aseh is Yira, but in the Migdash, Yira is more important. Kuf Aleph. When Rav Dimi came from Esau de Rav Yochan, a place that's Eimo Dal al Dalad, I think I said this already for the third time. It's Mutal of Bnei Rosh Hashanah to Yachid to rest it on it, but you're not allowed to go from Rabim to Makom Ptur to Yachid. And therefore, according to Chachamim, if you're standing on the stoop and you put the key in the lock, which is a Makom Ptur, you're not allowed to then put it on top if it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You have to bring it back to the Karmelis. Kuf Beis. Tosfos says in Shabbos on Kuf Chaf Hayam and Beis, according to Rashi, there's no issur to make a mechitza on Shabbos from the side, because even by mechitza materis, because the ohel is only on top. However, Tosfos there says that if it's a mechitza materis, like sukkah or to be carry, even minatzad, it's also to make on Shabbos, but it's just not it's not mutter to spread it out in a temporary way. However, the Ozur is medayik from Rashi in our sugya. A difference between mechitza kvu lebinyan, which is aser lechatchila, but a mechitza as opposed to a mechitza which is temporary for tznius. The Trumas Hadesh is medayik from Rashi here that a permanent curtain like the Aron Kodesh is aser lekayim, you're not allowed to put it up on Shabbos. Beis Yosef disagrees and holds that since it's only attached on top and it blows with a wind, it's mutter. But if it's attached from all sides, it's aser. Mishnah Berurah is lenient like the Beis Yosef. The Chazanish is strict like the Trumas Hadesh. And he permits by a curtain which is just made for covered Shabbos. Rav Yashiv says that it's more permanent. It's usser. We learned a lot about hats that have a tefach. You're not allowed to be yotze. Rav Yashiv says it's just for covered. It's okay. Rabbeinu Chanan says it's even lamaskana a kova of a tefach is usser. Shulchan Aruch passes both days l'chumra. Lahalacha the post can write many reasons why it's mutter to come out with a hat that's a tefach. Kuf Gimel, the Rabbanan hold, Ein Machshir Mitzvah Dochnas Shabbos, even the Rabbi Lez holds Machshir Mitzvah Dochnas Shabbos, that's even by Nisa Doraisa, but even Rabbi Lez says, if you could make a Shinui, it's better to not have to violate it. So if you can only do it by Nisa Rabbanan, like by biting off the Abelos or something like that, and so then even though he holds Machshir in our Docha, you should try to do it in as least disruptive way as possible. Kuf Dalid, Ula and Rabbi Machlokis, if a sound that is not mellifluous, is that usser to be molded that sound on Shabbos? Ula says it's usser, Rabbi says it's mutter if it's not a musical sound. And the Or Samech writes, the Nafkamina would be, is the reason because Shema Yitakin Klishir, that's by a real niggin. But if it's just molded kol, that's by any sound. That's a big Nafkamina, whether or not if you do it al yidei shinui. Like, can you clap in a weird way on Shabbos? According to Ula, shinui wouldn't help, but according to Rabbi, it does help. My Rebbe Mordechai Willick holds, you're allowed to clap on Shabbos either like this or with your left hand. I do it with my left hand like this. And finally, Daf Kuf Hey! I know it was a little more than an hour. I cheated a little bit. The actual Masechta was only an hour. Daf Kuf Hey! There's a Machlokes Tanoim in the Brisa. Who gets first dibs to go fix the Beis HaMikdash? One Brisa says, a Yisrael Tar comes before a Kohen Tamim, before a Kohen Baal Mum. But Rav Kahana, the Kohen, brought a Brisa. He was a Kohen, and he defended the other Kohen. He said, a Kohen Tame, Kohen Baal Mum, come before Yisrael Tar. Now, who comes first, the Kohen Baal Mum or a Kohen Tame? On the one hand, Kohen Baal Mum can eat karbanos. A Kohen Tame can do the avod, Tumas Hutter B'tzibur. So therefore, that's a machlokus who comes first. Tam v'nishlam, shevach l'keil bori olam. Thank you so much for joining me for Erevin. Looking forward bright and early tomorrow morning, 7:05 to Psachim. Let's finish Shas together.
Thank you. Well, good night, Rebbe. Thank you. Good night, Rebbe. Thank you.
I didn't even hyperventilate once. I'm getting better. I didn't even hyperventilate one time.